This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 1 week after they began, UN weapons inspections in Iraq have run into trouble. Iraq's vice president has accused the inspectors of being spies for the United States and Israel. He also called the surprise search of one of Saddam Hussein's palaces earlier this week an unnecessary provocation that could lead to war. The Bush administration says the inspections need to be more intrusive, while the inspectors say they have been denied crucial intelligence in the hands of Americans and the British. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. So Iraq has gone on the offensive. Is there concern Iraq may be on the verge of disrupting these inspections?
Actually, on the contrary, Saddam Hussein appeared in public for the first time in weeks to say Iraq would give the inspectors the chance to disprove U.S. allegations it has weapons of mass destruction. But clearly, Iraqi officials fear nothing the inspectors do will change the Bush administration's mind. Sticking to Iraq's position, it does not have banned weapons. The vice president, Taha Ramadan, said late last night, "It's up to the U.S., not Iraq, to avert a war." He suggested the inspections were really a farce, and given the U.S. position, he implied war was all but inevitable. And he expressed frustration with the international community, especially Arab countries, for not supporting Iraq. As for the ruckus over the palace, Iraqi officials say they plan to continue cooperating with the inspectors even though they are unhappy with the palace search. General Amin, the Iraqi monitoring director, called the visit unjustified and unnecessary, saying the real purpose apparently was to humiliate Mr. Hussein. If they really thought there were biological weapons, he asked why the inspectors had not worn protective suits when they went in the palace. And the Iraqi foreign ministry was even more outspoken, suggesting the palace search could throw inspections back to the climate of the 90s when inspectors faced endless harassment. But I've got to say, for all the heated talk at this point, Iraq seems to be doing everything possible to show it's cooperating and that, you know, it's the good guy.
Well, what are the inspectors saying about their work up to now?
Well, Demetrios Perikos, the chief inspector, vigorously defended the team's work, insisting there had been progress, especially given the short time it had to prepare. He was clearly angry last night by President Bush's comments the team wasn't doing enough, saying he wasn't going to alter searches because of political pressure, and he implied President Bush himself was at least partially responsible for some of the problems, telling reporters, "I hope you will understand we are not getting all the intelligence President Bush is getting." The team is under enormous pressure. It's well aware its work amounts to, you know, I guess you could call it a tripwire for possible U.S. military action.
Within a couple of days, Iraq has to deliver a final complete disclosure of its weapons program. What are their plans?
General Amin confirmed Iraq would meet the deadline on Saturday. In fact, that's a day ahead of the deadline, though just how the declaration is going to reach the UN Security Council in New York isn't yet clear. The declaration could run as long as 2,000 pages, and inspectors say it could be some time, they didn't say what that meant, before anyone could determine just what Iraq has included or not. General Amin said that while there would be some new information, there would be nothing about weapons of mass destruction, which he insists Iraq does not have.
What are the inspectors doing today?
Actually, they're taking a two-day break because Iraqis here are celebrating the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. It's called Eid, and it'll go on for 2 or 3 days. The inspectors say it's a good time to evaluate what they've done and to plan for stepped-up inspections next week. 35 more inspectors are arriving, as well as helicopters, which they'll be able to use for aerial surveillance.
It's interesting, the inspectors under pressure from both Iraq and the United States, and here at least they're pushing back.
Pushing back, what do you mean?
Against the United States. They're saying that you know, that the U.S. has information that they don't have access to.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they say, you know, if the U.S. knows about these illegal sites, then they should tell us. And they say they're not being given that information.
NPR.
So when they're criticized for going back to old places, they say, well, you know, tell us about the new ones.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.